you do good for yourself. In Africa, our parents and elders teach us by telling us stories. Tabari was a popular bread maker in her village. She made the best bread. Her reputation was good as gold for making bread. You could smell the bread for miles, so everybody came to her to purchase bread. But Tabari was not a very nice lady. She got angry easily. However, she had one visitor who visited her every day religiously. He was the town beggar. He was an old man who had lost his way in life a long time ago, and the only thing he did was beg from house to house. This day, the old man beggar came to Tabari's house and knocked on her door. She recognized the knock and said, "Yeah." He said, "It's me, madam." "Me who?" "The beggar." She says, okay, just hold on. At that moment, she'd pick up rat poison, cut the bread, slice the bread she'd just taken out of the oven, and put the rat poison in the bread, wrapped it up, put it in the bag, and went to the door. Here. He says, "Oh, thank you, madam. Thank you. He could feel the warmth from the bread, and he put it under his arm and left. He was so happy for his good fortune. But he wasn't really hungry. So he was keeping the bread until he was hungry so that he could have something to eat. On his way down the hill, he sees the three girls, Tabari daughters, coming from school. Mr. Beggar, how are you? What do you have for us today?" He says, "Oh, girls, I have some bread." "Oh, Mr. Beggar, thank you. He gave them the bread, and they began to eat the bread. Each one of them took a loaf and started eating. They ate all the bread as they were walking home. When they arrived home, they started complaining about pains in the stomach aches. "Mommy, my stomach." The other one, "Oh, mommy, it hurts. Feel right here." "Oh, mommy, my throat." She says, "What did you girls have for lunch? Did you not eat the lunch I gave you?" Yeah. "What else did you eat?" "The bread." She said, "What bread?" "From old man beggar." "What do you mean you ate the bread from old man beggar?" And they told her the story. At that moment, she started screaming. The girls, one by one, fell to the ground. She screamed, and all the neighbors ran to the house. They saw the three girls on the floor, foaming from the mouth. And the doctor examined them and said they were all dead. She had killed her daughters. She'd given them poison. When she found out this was the bread, she went mad. She went stone crazy, lost her mind. And that story has been passed along for years, because whatever good you do, you only do it for yourself. She was being selfish, she was being evil, and she killed the only children she had. Tabari never recovered from that loss. Dibamu, Ake.